The following audio is via a Skype call.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. I'm recovering from a cold and with that a pretty bad cough, so please forgive me in advance if I have a coughing fit. I'll try to shield the mic so you don't get the brunt of all that hacking and coughing if that happens, but just a little forewarning there. Today I'm going to be sharing some learnings that I've had as I've stepped back into the online dating world in the past month after 5 years away from it. I know that online dating can be kind of a brutal environment for a lot of us. And so I wanted to share with you some things that have kind of come to the surface for me and have helped me deal with it, as well as lessons I've learned. And what I come to realize is that dating is not only a way to help me get clear on what I want in a partner in a relationship, but it's also a way for me to affirm and deepen my own self-love, my love of myself. And so throughout this show, I'll be sharing some details of what I've learned as we go along. Just came back from a lovely 3-day trip to Cannon Beach on the Oregon coast. Went with a group of friends, and we all got along great. We had so much fun. One night we played a game where I laughed harder than I've laughed in a long, long time. Didn't help with the coughing, but it was still fun, and I had a great time. And I also learned to cut myself some slack, you know, just, again, letting go of expectations in another way. So, you know, I've had the cold, I've had the cough, and, you know, you feel kind of under the weather and lethargic. And the second day we were there, after we had breakfast and we kind of wandered around Cannon Beach a little bit, I just was feeling really tired. And so I went back to the room and I thought, well, you know, I'll rest for maybe an hour and then I'll go down to the beach. Well, I ended up spending the whole afternoon in my room. And I had to fight with myself a little bit in order to allow myself to do that, because in my mind, I'm telling myself that I'm wasting my time at the beach by spending it in the room. But in the end, I followed what my body was telling me that I needed. And so, you know, that's just a quick reminder for all of you as well to pay attention to when your expectations of yourself get in the way of doing what's really best for yourself. Because I had been sick. I needed that rest. And if I hadn't taken it, I wouldn't have enjoyed the rest of the trip as much. So this has been a pretty long intro, but we are going to move now into doing our healing meditation. And the way we do this is we choose individually a situation in the world or in your personal life that needs some help, that you're struggling with or that you would like to see healed. And we'll spend a minute just sending love and healing energy to whatever that situation is. And it can be for yourself as well. If there's healing that you need, send yourself some love today. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. just one more deep breath in and release. And remember, you can do this kind of a meditation for yourself or situations in the world anytime that you want. We do make changes in the world by sending out positive energy, loving energy, healing energy, and it does help to shift those negative situations going on in the world or within ourselves. So just a reminder that you don't have to wait and do this once a week. You can do it whenever you feel the desire to do that. Well, I'm going to move on to the light bulb moment for this week, and it is related to the stories I'm going to be telling you throughout the hour about my online dating experiences and what I'm learning there. But this is from a blog post from Ram Dass. Ram Dass is a Buddhist monk, and he has quite a history. He was part of the whole psychedelic drug thing back in the 60s, and he's really had a lot of change and growth in his life, and is really a very wise person. And a friend of mine posted a link to this article or this blog post on Facebook early last week, and I went and read it, and I'm going to give you the URL for it if you want to go read it, but I'll be telling you the basic content of it, and the URL for it is www.ramdass.org/the-idea-of-soul-mates. So that's the idea of soulmates with a dash in between each word for the URL. So as I said, a friend of mine posted this on Facebook, and you know, I've only been back into the online dating thing for about a month now. So it's kind of, you know, in my consciousness more so than if I'd been doing this for a while. And so when she posted this about soulmates, I thought, well, that sounds like something interesting to look into. And so I'm going to pull out some pieces of what he says in this blog post and read them to you verbatim. And then I'm also going to talk a little bit about what I got from what he said. So somebody wrote in with a question. And the crux of their question was, I'm searching for something special, something I'm told is a soulmate. Do you believe in such a relationship or person, and what would that mean? How would I know that? And so, in part, here is how Ram Dass responded. So one of the things he says is, what you've found from your past marriages is that what you are attracted to in a person isn't what you ultimately live with. After the honeymoon is over, then you're left with the work to do, and it's the same work. When you trade in one partner for another, you still have the same work. You're going to have to do it sooner or later when the pizzazz is over. So that's the first point, is that these relationships that we go through where we think we've chosen the wrong partner, really, it says more about us than it does about the person. And, you know, any of us who have been on this earth for a while and have gone through a number of relationships, we can frequently see that we have patterns in who we're choosing. And that's not an accident. That's because there's something there for us to learn. So what he's saying in this piece of it is that once we get over that infatuation period, there's always work to do in a relationship. And if each time we get past that honeymoon phase, we go find somebody new, we're not doing the work that we need to do. So then the next thing he says is, you begin to see how you keep coming to the same place in relationships, and then you tend to stop because it gets too heavy. So that's kind of what I was saying. It starts to feel hard, and then we stop. We give up. We move on. And so we haven't learned anything. We haven't grown at all. We haven't moved towards having the kind of relationship we want to have. Then he says, for the relationship to move to the next level of truth requires an opening and a vulnerability. And so you keep saying, where am I going to find the one when this doesn't happen? And that will only happen when it doesn't happen in you. When you start to take and watch the stuff and get quiet enough inside yourself so you can take that process as it's happening and start to work with it and keep coming back to living truth in yourself or the other person, even though it's scary and hard. So what he's saying is that this is going to continue to happen until we're able to allow ourselves to be open and vulnerable enough to really own, this isn't about the other person, this is about me. That's part of what I took from it as well. And then he moves on to kind of this, well, he doesn't move on, he does this in a different order in the blog post, but I feel like this is a better way for understanding it to present this part last. He talks about what's behind all of this, about behind our relationships, behind our search for a soulmate. And here's what he says. Now, behind all of this is the one, capital O, and that's all there is. All of us here are one in drag, appearing to be many. So we are all soulmate. There is only one of it. It's not mates because it's not even two. It's only one. There's only one of us. So what you're really doing is constantly marrying yourself at the deepest level of God marrying God. And so that is, I mean, that's a pretty deep and complex thought. And at the same time, it's so connected for me because I do believe in oneness. I do believe that as individual souls, we are still all part of oneness and that we're not separate other than in this reality. And so this made a lot of sense to me for him to say that, you know, it's us marrying ourselves. And to me, that also leads back to it's never about the other person. It's always about me. So there are several things that I want to summarize about that, but we need to take a break first, and this is a good point for us to do that. So when we come back, I'll kind of summarize the points that I got from this and how we can apply them in our dating lives. So for right now, we're going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about how you can use online dating to affirm and increase your love for yourself, which is kind of a backwards idea. I think a lot of people use dating to affirm other people's love for them. But we're going to talk about how you can affirm your love for yourself. Now, before the break, we were talking about this blog post I read from Ram Dass. And again, the URL for that is www.ramdass.org/ the idea of soulmates, with a dash between each word, the idea of soulmates. And so to summarize the pieces that I pulled from this blog post that resonated for me, what I got from it was, first of all, it's never about the other person, it's always about me. And this is a theme of, you know, that I've talked about many times on the show, that as much as we want to make any sort of conflict or issue about the other person, it really is always about us, and we need to look at what's going on for us. And then another thing I got from it is that whatever issue I see in another person can be a mirror for the work I need to do. So that's kind of a more specific case of it's always about me, but it's really taking something that is not working in a relationship and going, okay, I'm blaming this person. Now, where do I do that in my life? Because it's showing up there for a reason. And then the third thing that I took from this was that in the end, every relationship is about deepening my connection with oneness, with the divine, with spirit, whatever word you like to use. Because in my belief system, we are all part of one consciousness. And so we are, I love what he says about we're constantly mirroring ourselves. And at the deepest level, it's God mirroring God. And so for me, having read this, I just read it last week, and I've been doing an online dating for about a month, but I love having this in my consciousness as I approach these potential partners and look at these three things. You know, what's in this for me in terms of this person being a mirror for me? What's in this for me in terms of seeing in the relationship what's not working, and how do I deepen my connection with spirit through this? And so, you know, all of these messages really are about loving myself enough to see the truth, to allow myself to be open and vulnerable and see the truth, and love myself enough to learn and grow from it. So as our light bulb moment, we're going to just, again, kind of summarize this about how you can use relationships to love yourself. So the first thing is, quit asking yourself, is this the one? Is this my soulmate? And instead, ask yourself, what is here for me and my growth in this relationship? What issues do I have with this person that are a mirror for me? And how can this relationship deepen my connection with spirit? So that was our light bulb moment, and again, that blog post I really found to be very interesting, and really, it's very deep. You can't just take it all in with this, you know, 10 minutes or so that I've talked about it. So if you want to go read it, I really encourage you to do that. So I'm going to move on to talking a little bit about what I've been learning through stepping back into the dating pool after 5 years, and how those lessons are related to learning to love myself more or better, or, you know, not what more often, I guess, because I'm not always in that place of loving myself. So I'm going to start with kind of what prompted me to get back into doing online dating. And what that was is I reconnected with a man that I had dated 29 years ago, a very, very long time ago, and we had not had any contact in between. And over the last 2 years, we had started to reconnect. What happened was that I had a dream about him after 27 years of not seeing him. I had a dream about him. And so I found him on Facebook, sent him a message, and we did a few emails. But it was obvious that he was very ambivalent about connecting with me beyond that. And so after about a month of kind of hemming and hawing, I just said, look, it's obvious to me that, you know, you're not ready for this, or you're not interested in this for whatever reason. And that's fine. You know, I mean, he could have been married and felt odd about it. I mean, I didn't know, right? And so I just said, that's fine. So, you know, if you ever change your mind, I'd love to hear from you. So about a year later, heard from him again. And then we went through that same song and dance for about a month. And then finally, this summer, we did actually connect by phone call. And, you know, it was great. It was like we hadn't ever, you know, it wasn't like 29 years had gone by, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And following that, there was, you know, we did a lot of texting. And then after a few days, I could kind of feel the shift, and I could tell that he was withdrawing again. And so, you know, I said, let's talk about this, you know, on the phone, not by text. And so after a few days of hemming and hawing again, we ended up kind of having a fight via text. I call it a fight because I got angry. And the end result was that it became very clear to me that this was not someone that was a good fit for me, because it was so, I need someone who's going to talk to me when there's something going on, where there's an issue, then I need them to discuss it with me, to tell me what's going on so that we can work it out. And even if the answer is that, you know, here's what's going on and I don't want to work it out, I'm just going to walk away, that's fine. But I, you know, I mean, I kind of like to hear it. I'd kind of like to have the communication, not kind of like to, need to. And so during that process, it became really clear to me that he just couldn't do that. And so it was good for me because I got a closure in that I go, this is not going to work. You know, I can just walk away from this and know that this is not right for me. So what I learned from this whole situation was actually a number of things. First of all, I learned that I'd really like to be in a relationship, which is why I started doing the online dating. And I also learned that I kind of have to get hit over the head with what to me is unacceptable behavior before I give up. Because, like I said, this went on for 2 years. So he was displaying this behavior the entire time. And I wasn't ready to say, forget it. I kept making excuses for him or, just saying, well, whatever, right? Even though I didn't feel like, well, whatever, I was still attached to making that connection. I learned that it's important to me that whoever I'm with has open communication, even if it's not something I want to hear. And I also learned that I need someone who is actively addressing their personal growth. And by that, I mean the little bit of interaction that I had with this guy, he was the same person 29 years ago, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that as a person. But for me, I believe that we're here to learn and grow and change and become more and more of our true selves. And so it doesn't fit for me, somebody who is stagnant in that way. And finally, it reaffirmed I can't make someone do something just because I want them to. And again, that's letting go of the attachment to the outcome, right? It's saying, okay, I'm going to put out my best effort to get what I want out of this, but I can't make it happen. There's two people involved here. And so learning again to just say, okay, you know, I'm going to do the best I can, and it will be what it will be, and it will be what it's supposed to be. So I actually took away quite a few lessons from that. And the ones that are really highlighted in the further stories I'm going to tell you are, I have to get a hit over the head with unacceptable behavior before I stop, before I quit, before I say enough. And that's probably the biggest one. And then how this experience I went through, here's how it increased my self-love. I chose to stop the pattern. It did take me kind of getting hit over the head with it, but eventually I did choose to stop. And I recognized that I deserve the type of relationship that I want. I'm not being unreasonable to want someone to have open communication with me. Now, that is not what he wants, and he's not being unreasonable by not wanting it. Neither of us are being unreasonable, okay? It's just we have different needs. And so it was being able to say, this is not okay with me, this is not what I want, and there's nothing wrong with me wanting that. That is how this increased my own self-love and treating myself well, treating myself better. So we're coming up to another break, so I don't want to launch into another long story. So we're going to take a break a little bit early right now, and when we come back, I'll launch into what happened once I got online and what I've continued to learn over the last several weeks with that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
I'm gonna marry the night. I won't give up on my life.
I'm a warrior queen, live passionately tonight.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about how you can use online dating to affirm and increase your love for yourself rather than feeling beaten down by it. So I started off by telling a story about how I got back into online dating. So now I'm going to tell you a few stories about what happened once I did and what I've learned from that and how it has helped me to increase my love for myself. And, you know, certainly I'm not saying I'm perfect, and especially it's only been a month, but I want you to see that, you know, I know that many of us have had really bad experiences with online dating, and it feels like trying to find a needle in a haystack. And we can feel really beaten down or beaten up by some of the reactions or responses that we get. And so what I'm trying to do is turn that around so that you can see it as a learning experience and see it as an experience that is for your benefit, that is about you being more of yourself and you loving yourself more. And, you know, very briefly, I'm going to say that I started out, I answered a few ads on Craigslist, and the one that connected with me was, I totally believe, was there for a reason. It was someone who, they had some sort of scam going, and I guess that in the 5 years that I've been off of online dating, that's become a lot more common. But this one was kind of in a backwards way, because I think most of the time they try and hold off meeting you because they probably aren't even local and they want to get your money. Well, what happened with this is that the guy almost immediately suggested we meet for coffee, and so we set a day and time to do that. And when I showed up, he didn't show up. And so I did not have a phone number, which, number one lesson learned, always get a phone number. Always talk to the person on the phone first so that you know that they're a real person. And so I emailed him after about 10 minutes and said, you know, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt that you're just running late, not that you're standing me up. Well, he emailed me back almost immediately and said, oh, I'm in Colorado for my job. I'll be back tomorrow. And I'm going, okay, well, first of all, that's a bunch of hooey, because we just scheduled it less than 24 hours earlier. So, you know, if he was in Colorado, then we never would have scheduled it. But the thing that was the funny part was that he attached a photo to that email message that showed him as a five-star general. And obviously his head was Photoshopped into the picture. It was very obvious. And then he immediately sent me another email with just a picture with no writing that showed him in a fighter jet in a NASA jumpsuit. So where that led me was I posted all this stuff on Facebook. And so it put me in a frame of mind of being, of finding the humor in it, of, you know, finding what was funny about it. And I think that that has helped me going forward into where I'm actually meeting real people, to keep it in perspective, to, you know, really take the approach of, you know, it being kind of an experiment. That it's not the end of the world if something doesn't work out, or it's not the end of the world if someone doesn't return your email or whatever. So I would encourage you, if you're in this process, and even if it's not online dating, even just dating in general, keep a sense of humor about it and remind yourself that it really isn't the end of the world. So moving into, you know, people that I actually have met or actually have connected with, you know, the first day that I signed up online, I connected with a guy who, it was really, in my mind, kind of miraculous. We had a whole lot in common. We were the same age. We had very similar career backgrounds, very similar beliefs about things, just a lot of similarities. And, you know, we talked on the phone and we talked very easily with each other. And I was like, wow, this was easy. You know, I found somebody that I connected with really easily. That was great. Well, just like with the guy from 29 years ago, after a couple of days, I could feel the shift of things kind of waning. And so most of our community, we had some phone conversations, but most of our communication had been via text, which I do not recommend and I do not like because I don't think it's a good way to communicate. But it, you know, it kind of is what it is. And so I just sent him a text and I said, you know, we had talked about getting together, but we never had. And I just said, hey, so are you thinking you want to get together or not? And in the past, I don't know that I would have been that direct because I would have felt like I was being too pushy or, you know, I didn't want to be rejected by asking. So I felt like that was a win for me to just step right up and say, hey, what's the deal? Where are we at here? And so we did meet and we met for lunch. We spent 3 hours together. And the first thing was that his appearance was not as he had represented online. He was quite overweight. I'm overweight, so, you know, that's okay, but he hadn't said that he was. And so to me, that's not being truthful, but, you know, I let that slide. I didn't say anything about it. And so we spent this time together. And frankly, by the end of it, I felt exhausted rather than excited or exhilarated by it. But, you know, when we left, I was thinking about, you know, all the ways that it wasn't perfect, but I was still in a frame of mind of, you know, if he wanted to get together again, I was going to. And so, and he had said, let's get together again. And then we went through the same process again, where the communication got less and less and less until it finally stopped. And I was okay with that because mentally I'd already gotten to a place of this isn't the right fit for me. And I'm grateful, really, that there wasn't a second date because I would have gone even though I already knew it wasn't the right fit for me. So part of what I learned is that I'm not very good about holding to what it is that I want, that I want to be better at recognize. So I recognized, okay, there are some things here that aren't really a fit for me, and yet I still wasn't ready to say I'm not going to pursue this anymore. And so I would like to be able to get to a place where I can do that more quickly. And then the way in which it increased my self-love was that I didn't chase him. So the guy from 29 years ago, I didn't really chase him, but I kept kind of initiating things even though he wasn't putting forth the effort. And I also kind of have a history of that. And so, you know, for me, it was putting myself in a place of valuing myself enough to let it go if there wasn't a mutual investment of being able to say, okay, I'm going to do my part. And if he doesn't do his part, then that tells me something. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with me. I didn't go away from it feeling like there was anything wrong with me. I went away from it feeling like I'm grateful that I didn't pursue something when someone wasn't showing interest, because that's not honoring myself. So that was the first one. And so then, you know, then I went on to some more, and just a really, really brief one. I never met this person, but it has a nice lesson in it as well. So we did a few of the online emails through the dating site, and then I suggested we talk by phone because, frankly, I don't feel like communication works so well by email or text. And especially when you're getting to know someone, you don't get to hear their tone of voice. You don't really get to have the immediate response factor where it leads down a road where you might have a discussion about something. And so I really like to go to talking on the phone pretty quickly. But he said that he preferred to continue to email or chat on the site. And so, you know, I knew that that was not a fit for me. If someone was not willing to connect with me directly by phone, then I knew that wasn't a good fit for me. And so I just said, hey, you know, we're not on the same page with that, so I think we're not a fit. And I was fine with letting it go. But he kept emailing me, and it finally came to, you know, he's explaining to me why he prefers to do it this way, and, oh, this is how I do it with my family, and, you know, then I can be doing other things because I don't have a headset for my phone, so I can't be doing other things while I'm talking to you. And I kind of went, okay, I deserve to have your undivided attention. If in the very beginning you're wanting to be doing other things rather than focusing all your attention on me, what does that say about down the road once we're comfortable with each other? How important am I going to be in your life? And so, you know, finally where it went was that he's like, oh, well, fine. You know, if you feel like we need to talk, here's my phone number. But of course, you know, I had gone to the place of, no, you know, he doesn't get it. He does not understand why it's important, and it's not important to him. And so, you know, if I politely said, you know, thanks, but no thanks. So the way in which this increased my self-love was really recognizing that I am deserving of someone else's undivided attention. And I held to that. I really honored that this is something I deserve. And by choosing that, he didn't go away. So I got some reinforcement that if I state what I want, that, you know, I'm not necessarily going to get abandoned. I'm not going to get told that I'm being unreasonable or demanding or made wrong, which has been my history in the past, that when I ask for what I want, I get told, well, you don't deserve that, basically. So this was really, even though it was brief and, you know, not a lot of investment there, it really was a great learning for me, or a great reinforcement for me, to notice what I need and know that I deserve it. And whether the other person agrees or not, I mean, it's just like with the you know, guy from 29 years ago, whether he wants to communicate the way I do or not, neither one of us is wrong. Neither one of us is bad. We just aren't a good fit. We just don't mesh in wanting the same type of relationship. So that was really a great lesson for me, even though it was a brief and short one. And I actually have a couple more coming up here, but we are at break time again, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
How can I explain when there are few words I can choose? How can I explain when words get broken?
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
We're back on the Laura Longlish Show, and today we're talking about how to use online dating, or really dating of any sort, to feel more love for ourselves instead of feeling beaten down or beaten up by it. And so, you know, I've been sharing a few stories of mine and lessons I've learned and the ways in which those things have helped me to increase my own self-love. And so moving right along. So right after the guy who didn't want to talk on the phone because he didn't want to give me his undivided attention, it was either the very same day or the next day, I had an email from a guy who, not immediately, but very quickly gave me his phone number. And so I'm going, great, you know, this is really a good fit from that perspective. But I have to say, as this will turn out, as you'll hear the story, you sometimes have to be careful what you ask for. So, you know, I went through these couple of people with the guy from 29 years ago and the first guy I met online where they really kind of withdrew and did not pursue anything with me. So now this guy who sent me his phone number, we ended up meeting right away. And from that point on, things really moved fast. And kind of as my friend Mary put it, after our first meeting, he was already planning the wedding. And I mean, that's an exaggeration, but he was on that track of, oh, yeah, we're a good fit, and now we're going to move forward. And he hit his profile online right away. And, you know, the level of his investment in the relationship, which really wasn't even a relationship yet, was way too much and way too fast for me. But I allowed myself to get swept along by it, even though I wasn't really on that page. And so at our second meeting, or our second date, whatever you would like to call it, which was 3 days after the first one, he revealed information about himself that for me was a deal breaker. And it was something that he had not been truthful about on his profile. And so just like with the guy who wasn't honest about his appearance, again, I didn't call him out on it in person at the time. But as I sat there for the rest of the date, I realized that I was falling back into this familiar pattern of putting up with things that really weren't okay with me. And, you know, I'm thinking about that as I'm sitting there, and why would I do that? Why do I do that? And, you know, obviously it comes from a place of feeling like, you know, this is the best I can do, or really being more focused on this person likes me rather than being focused on do I like them? And so, as I said, I didn't really say much about it at the time, but as I was driving home from that, it was really clear to me that there was no alternative other than to break things off, because it was a deal breaker for me, what he had revealed. It was not okay with me, and it was never going to be okay with me. So there was no other choice. But I really dreaded having that conversation. So as I'm driving home, it's about 10 o'clock at night. I'm thinking, oh, well, I'll just call in the morning. And as I'm thinking, I'll call in the morning because I'm putting it off because I don't want to do it, right across the road I was driving on, flies a blue heron. Well, as some of you know, the blue heron is my totem. And the blue heron is about self-determination and walking my path, regardless of what other people around me are doing. Now, I would like to ask how many of you have seen a blue heron flying at 10 or 10:30 at night. I never have. And so I really felt like it was a sign for me, like, hey, get with it. This isn't the right thing for you, and just get it over with and be done with it. So I called as soon as I got home, and I broke it off. And, I mean, that all went well. And, again, a nice person, really a good guy, but it was not the right fit for me. And what I learned from this was, once again, it's much too easy for me to give up what I really want and to take the road of no conflict. And the other thing that was really stood out for me is that the universe is always looking out for me. I knew that this was not the right relationship for me even before the deal breaker was revealed. But I was going down the path anyway. You know, it was the path of least resistance. And hey, at least here's somebody who likes me and wants to spend time with me. And the universe put something in my path, that deal breaker, that forced me to say, no, this isn't what I want. And so it was really a good wake-up call for me to notice how frequently do I allow things to go along that aren't what I really want. And the way in which it increased my self-love was that I honored what was important to me. I didn't just go along after the deal breaker was revealed and say, I can deal with that or I can live with that. And I also started focusing on what I liked about the other person, not just being grateful that they liked me. So it was really in my face that I had been in this place of good enough rather than what I really wanted. And just really quickly, because we're running out of time here, but I had another experience about a week later that was very similar, where, again, the guy was really on this fast track. And with this one, I hadn't even met him yet. I'd only talked to him on the phone. And within maybe 10 minutes of conversation, I knew that there was a deal breaker in this situation too. He had a younger child, and my child is grown, and I just don't want to be in the position of having to deal with that. I have more freedom, and I'd like to be with someone else who has that same freedom. And again, there's nothing wrong with having children. You know, I had young children at one time too, but it wasn't what I wanted. But again, I let myself get caught up in his enthusiasm for me, and I noticed how much he talked about getting what he wanted this time rather than his other two relationships or other two marriages. And, you know, I thought about, well, what about what I want? You're not focused at all on what I want, only what you want. And so I ended up breaking it off before we ever met. And again, I learned that I still have some work to do on not getting caught up when someone else really likes me and really focusing on, do I like them? And the way in which it increased my self-love was that I recognized and acted more quickly on what was happening and that there were things that I didn't want in a relationship in that particular situation. So I hope that sharing some of my own experiences and the ways in which you can learn from them has been helpful for you during this hour. And I do really encourage you to go and read the Ram Dass blog post. And again, it's ramdass.org, ramdass.org. And just search for soulmate and you'll find that particular blog post. And I want to encourage you, if you are actively dating, whether it's online or in some other way, to really start from that place of humor and amusement and taking it lightly. And remember that there's always something there for you to learn, and that you can always learn to love yourself more through whatever happens rather than allowing what happens to lead you to feel like you're not good enough or not enough in some way. And I'll keep you posted on how things are going as we go along with this, because I'm sure there are going to be many other lessons to be learned. I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time, and I didn't even cough at all, so I'm really grateful for that. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a loving week for yourself and others, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.